CSRD, Contents and Requirements. In the future, the CSRD will require a statement containing all information necessary for an understanding of the company's business performance, results of operations, position, and the impact of its activities. In terms of content, the CSRD is based on ESG logic. This means that key figures from the areas of environment, social, and governance must be published, as well as key figures on the EU taxonomy. What is new here is the emphasis on the governance pillar. Here, concrete obligations for the management board and supervisory board are addressed, which, on the one hand, deal with general principles of good corporate governance, and, on the other hand, call for the integration of ecological and social standards into corporate management. By extension, this means that disclosure of the following is required: climate and environmental impact of a company and its supply chain, social impacts and responsibilities along the value chain, climate-related risks and financial uncertainties. Set sustainability targets and report on progress towards these targets. Double materiality. Companies must report on how sustainability issues affect their own performance, position, and development, outside-in perspective. At the same time, they must also report on how these issues affect people, stakeholders, and the environment, inside-out perspective. Impact of own economic activity on the environment and people, impact materiality. Influence and risks for people and the environment that arise from the company's activity. Impact of environmental changes on the company's own economic activity, financial materiality. Risks from climate change that affect the company's activity. Items are considered material if they are either essential for the success of the business or essential from an environmental or social point of view. New standards will be adopted by the EU Commission for further specification. As delegated acts, they will be binding and uniformly applicable in all member states. In the future, all companies will also have to apply the requirements of the taxonomy regulation. This will oblige them to fully classify their economic activities and their green share. It is also stipulated that the Works Council must be informed separately about the contents of the sustainability reporting. It is open to the Works Council to comment and thus further influence the company's management. Finally, it should be emphasized that sustainability reporting must be provided as a separate part of the management report and in digital form.